The Traveler's Journal, April 25th. With a few ounces of prevention worth many pounds of cure. Foreign travel once entailed a series of painful vaccinations. Now, as long as they travel directly from the U.S., Americans are no longer required to get any shots, either to enter most other countries or to return home. But if your itinerary includes visits to areas of special risk, mainly in Africa, South America, and Southeast Asia, it is important to investigate health precautions before you go. Yellow fever and malaria are the two diseases that most commonly require advanced medication. Yellow fever vaccine is safe, effective, and required in certain countries. Get a shot if there's any risk of exposure. You should start taking oral malarial medication a week before you leave and continue for 6 weeks after you return. Cholera vaccine, on the other hand, is ineffective and can make you ill. Even if your destination is South America, where this waterborne disease is a serious problem, get cholera shots only if absolutely necessary. It is, however, always wise to get a tetanus booster shot if you haven't had one in the last 10 years. Also, make sure your polio immunizations are up to date. Beware of hepatitis A, which is present worldwide, both in water and uncooked food. An advanced dose of gamma globulin can prevent an attack or lessen its severity. The vaccine for typhoid is safe, effective, and wise for travel to rural areas in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The Centers for Disease Control maintain excellent resource files on all health risks for travelers. For details, visit travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.